I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Cody Tapp. As a matter of fact, when I say momentarily, I mean right now. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. Boys in blue have an off day, but Cody, they're off to a hot start at 3-1. I know it's early. Should people adjust, reevaluate their preseason expectations after this hot start?
I mean, because what they're doing is mostly in line with who we thought they are, no, not yet. But the fact that it's the best start since 2016 makes me feel good. But the starting pitching was the biggest question mark, still is. Bullpen was the biggest strength, still is, and I'll reserve a little judgment on the offense until I get a few more weeks into the season.
What sample size do you need to see before it's time to get real excited and start talking about the Royals going 500, creeping in the back door of the playoffs, being buyers, not sellers? I get it. It's not now. When is it?
I'd say the quarter poll. I think it's probably a fair margin. About 40 games into the year or so, you kind of know who the teams are, who are in it or not, don't you? I mean, if the Royals are 20 or better, they're going to stay in it all year. If they're 10-30 or 15-25, you can start get a sense that things aren't going their way. It doesn't take much to start figuring out the teams that can play or not, especially because you got a general idea early. So quarter poll is typically when I start either taking teams seriously or don't take them seriously.
What'd you think about Duffy last night? Obviously, he was great. That's been the problem, Cody, with Danny Duffy is he's kind of fool's gold. I've convinced myself probably five different times throughout his career that, damn, if he can do that, he can keep doing that. Do we actually believe that that's what Danny Duffy is?
Danny Duffy is a perfectly fine starter. And if you have those expectations, you're good. The problem is, like Levine, early in his career, you and I, or at least me, I get wrapped up. Danny Duffy in parts of 2014 looked like the best pitcher in the American League. He's not that. He's not the best pitcher in the American League. But over the course of his career, he's been nothing but a starter except for a brief stint in the bullpen. And he has like a 4 earned run average and around a 500 record and a good strikeout to walk ratio. But he walks him, guys. He's a perfectly fine starter. If that's your expectation, you know, I think Duffy could be that all year. That's Mike Minor, too, by the way.
What surprised you the most individually? I know they're only 4 games into this thing, but who surprised you the most early on?
I thought Junis was going to be really good out of the bullpen, so that doesn't shock me, although I guess I'm interested to see what he was as a starter. Taylor is probably the answer.
Right.
But, he's better defensively than I even thought. That's the truth. Like when, you know, they're on there saying, oh, he might be as good as Lorenzo Cain. And so I'm like, all right, look, let's not even do that. Let's not have that conversation. But defensively, he clearly is even better than I thought. He's a center fielder, and it's been a while since I saw a true center fielder play a Kauffman. So that impresses me. Offensively, I'm happy. I just don't I'm not totally convinced his career would shake out the way the first few games have.
Cody, who do you think is going to make their next major league debut for the Kansas City Royals?
Lynch? Okay. God, am I allowed to say Lynch?
Yeah, you are.
I don't think it's any of the position guys unless it's a short-term injury. So if they announced Dozier was going to be gone for a week, maybe Rivera, who I don't think make his debut, is it? But none of the bullpen arms really make sense. Lynch is probably the answer. I mean, barring a longer-term injury and they call up Bobby Witt, which is more plausible than I thought going forward, I think it's one of the pitchers. I think Daniel Lynch is probably the first name up, especially out of the debut guys.
Is there anybody out of this rotation that should be worried? Earlier, Sean and I were talking about it. Cody and I was talking about Danny Duffy. He looked great yesterday against Cleveland. Cleveland's not a very good hitting team, and I think we know that. But as far as having the pressure, I thought it was Duffy because he's got the most people behind him to push him to the bullpen, push him out there. As far as these veteran players, he's the one that has to look over his shoulder the most.
Sure, because they told Mike Minor he was going to be a starter, but the actual answer is Minor. Because Duffy doesn't care if he goes to the pen, Binkley. Yeah. I've asked him a number of times over the course of a bunch of years. He doesn't care. If Danny Duffy has to go to the bullpen, he'll go to the bullpen. No big deal. At times he said he preferred that to starting, just because maybe he liked the setup or felt more comfortable there. But, you know, like if I think he went to the bullpen, it wouldn't break Duffy. I think Mike Minor, part of the reason he sold back on with Kansas City is they told him he was going to be a starter. Yeah. Like, I think he's the guy who's more at risk of losing it. But it's Junis, I guess, in the fifth starter spot. But that spot's still open, so don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to see Jacob Junis tomorrow. You can catch that game right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. They're doing all this without Adalberto Mondesi, and I don't want to say it's addition by subtraction because I don't believe that, but I guess what happens, let's say as early as a week he's ready, what do they do with him?
They call him up and start him immediately.
Okay.
I'd be really surprised if that's not what they did. The better question is, what do they do with Nicky?
Right.
Who I think would just go back down to the minors. Like, you hate to say that because he's actually had an okay start to the season. But if you look at it, like if you watched every at-bat Nicky had, you seen him hit the ball to the wall? Or is it some infield singles and some bunts and some better plate appearances, but he's not crushing the ball yet either. It's going better than I had hoped it would, considering they sent him down because he was struggling so much. But I would assume they would go back to the original plan and send down Nicky Lopez for a stretch. Because the only other real choice at that stage is to DFA Hanser Alberto, and it seems way too early to be making those kinds of decisions.
How long do you think the Royals stay hot? Because you can never tell at the beginning of the year if it's just beginner's luck. Do you think if we're talking next week, we're still talking about a team that's a couple of games over 500?
Yeah, if they go, let's say, 4-2 in their next six games, they're hot. Like, they started a season officially hot. Have you gone through their last 4 years, Levine?
Yeah, not good.
They were 3-10 to start the year last year. They already have as many wins. They were 5-20 2 years ago to start the season. The year before that, 7-18. Like, if they go 4-2 in the next few games, what are you telling me? I got a 7-3 team on my hands? Yeah, that's far better than any other thing. So unless they go on a 10-game losing streak after that, they've already started the season better than they have in years.
I'm sure you've heard the comparisons to 2014, 2015, and my point is, like, I get it. It's kind of starting to feel that way around the city and the optimism, but Lynch and Lacy and Witt, they're not even on the ball club yet. They haven't even played in the major league, so I would just say pump the brakes a little bit. Does it remind you, though, Cody, of the year before that? Like, does it remind you a little bit of 2013 where you could tell something was brewing?
Well, 13, see, I think it's better than 13.
Really?
I don't know if it's like full 14, like 20, you know, like.
What'd they win in 13? They won a bunch of games.
10 games over 500.
10 over 500, I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would. I would absolutely take that record. I just think it's different because if you go to that like 2013 rotation, it was bad, man. Let's be honest with each other. I know Bruce Chen had a nice year. Bruce Chen
was
their
ace.
He was their ace, Levine. That's not good. That can't be a good situation. I mean, the bullpen was coming around, and the offense, like some of the players were up with some Warren in 14. I think a bigger chunk of their core is up now than was at the beginning of the season in those like 2012 when they started to shift everybody around. Because Bobby Witt Jr. is like the one guy you're for sure is going to get added to this, and then they're just going to roll in more pitching. And they're already really good, it seems like, in the bullpen, and okay as a group of starters, I think, maybe below average, depending on how it shakes out. So the thing they're missing is starters this time, not lineup guys. So it seems a bit odd.
Cody, what do you see with this division? Obviously, last year they played the divisional teams 10 times because it was a truncated season. This year they're going back to playing teams 19 times. You know, I'm looking at the Cleveland. This Cleveland team, I don't think can hit. I think they're really missing Lindor. And, of course, they're missing Carlos Santana. The Tigers do have five guys in the top 25 in the pipeline in Major League Baseball. That's the most talent in the minors here. Minnesota's up and down, although they're pitching extremely well. Then there's the White Sox that I think are the clear number one in this division. But is it set in stone? I mean, you look at this division, the Royals can win some serious games against some of these teams in this division.
They're still probably the third best team. Look, the Tigers are no good. I mean, they can have all the prospects they want. So, sorry, their major league roster is no good, Banks. So you can't really trust what you're getting in the Tigers. But as far as Cleveland goes, you're right. They have plenty of pitching, but they can't hit. Yep. Chicago is the most talented team, but their question will mostly be in relation to, you know, how long, you know, like, can they survive without Eloy Jimenez? Tim Anderson's hurt now, too. If they can avoid the injury stuff, they'll be pretty good. And then the Twins are the team that everybody keeps expecting to fall off that never seems to. I still think the Royals are at best the third best team in this division, but their talent is closer to the other team's talent. That's why I think they'll fare better, more so than the other teams coming back to the pack to them. The Indians did, but the other two teams are just as good as they have been the last few years.
Will Tim Anderson get a tribute like Jimenez?
God, what, did he die? Did Eloy Jimenez die? They, like, held up roses, man. They had someone sing God Bless America for the guy. I felt terrible.
You got to do something for Timmy, man.
A little awkward.
I guess so. You have to. At this point, you set a standard.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah.
What was the tweet? With us now, with us forever.
Yes.
Like, he's just hurt.
I wonder what I was saying. What are they going to do for Tim Anderson?
That's unbelievable.
I
Cody?
I don't know.
Great stuff as always, brother. And we'll catch up with you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks, Cody.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.